This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
What's up, everyone? My name is Russell, and what time is it? It is Hero Time, in which I'll be bringing you up to date on all the latest in pop culture news for your hearing pleasure. Coming up this week, the Ahsoka Tano solo show brings Star Wars Rebels characters to life, the sequel to Jedi Fallen Order has been announced, Andor released a brand new teaser trailer, and PlayStation wants a Gran Turismo adaptation. But first up in our top story, coming from the folks of IGN, Star Wars Celebration has given those in attendance the first look at the upcoming Disney Plus Ahsoka series and teased live-action versions of Star Wars Rebels Sabine Wren, Chopper, and Hera Syndulla will be part of the series, and with a mural of Ezra Bridger in the show, there's a good chance he may appear as well. While the general public will have to wait and see the Ahsoka footage, IGN was in attendance and can share that it begins with Ahsoka on the Bridge of the Ghost, and she is joined by Hera Syndulla, although we only see her from the back. We also get what appears to be a live-action recreation of the final scene of Star Wars Rebels and get a look at Sabine Wren from the back, looking at the mural that includes an illustrated Ezra Bridger. It was also confirmed that Natasha Liu Bordizzo will play the live-action version of Sabine Wren. Bordizzo also stopped by Star Wars Celebration and shared a bit about how much this role means to her. "So much, I could say," Bordizzo said. "I feel like I've just been adopted into a new family. I feel that way about everyone I work with, but also the fans. It's just the most welcoming creative. I mean, I've never experienced anything like this. Set is going really well. I know how much Sabine means to many people in this room, and I know how she means to Dave, and I think you guys are going to be really excited about the journey she's about to have." All of these characters were first introduced in Star Wars Rebels, and their story will continue when Ahsoka arrives in 2023. Up next, reports from IGN confirmed that the first trailer for Star Wars Jedi Survivor premiered as part of Star Wars Celebration. The sequel to Respawn's critically acclaimed Star Wars game is set to be released in 2023. In a brief cinematic trailer, we see Cal Kestis after the events of Jedi Fallen Order, where he is still on the run from the Empire. While the trailer is short on plot, it got plenty of Star Wars with new Inquisitors and new mysteries. Curiously, Cal, who spent the previous game gaining a family of allies, is alone. And his lightsaber, which he spent so much time rebuilding, appears to fall into the hands of the Empire. Essentially, Cal is in a bad place at the start of Jedi Survivor. Respawn's next Star Wars action RPG will be released on next-gen platforms, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. EA doesn't make mention of past-gen consoles, but with developers moving towards new-gen systems, there's a good chance Star Wars Jedi Survivor is too. Up next, IGN reports that Andor just got an official release date at Star Wars Celebration 2022, and fans excited for this Rogue One prequel story will be happy to know it will arrive on the 31st of August 2022 to Disney Plus with a 2-episode premiere. During a panel at the event, we learned that not only will Andor's first season consist of 12 episodes, a second part is also in works with another 12 episodes planned. The story is also set to begin 5 years prior to Rogue One. Andor will follow the story of Cassian Andor, the rebel spy, played by Diego Luna, who first featured in Rogue One. Announced back in 2018, this is one of Lucasfilm's longest-running projects. As previously mentioned, it is set 5 years before the Death Star plans are stolen, and could include characters who were cut from other Star Wars films. Despite not having begun, it seems there is already plans for a second season, which may see the return of sassy droid K2SO. As mentioned before, Andor will be released with 2 episodes on Disney Plus on the 31st of August. The final report of the day, reports coming from, you guessed it, IGN, states that PlayStation is reportedly eyeing District 9 director Neil Blomkamp to helm a Gran Turismo movie, which is said to be in the very early stages of development. According to Deadline, Sony Pictures and PlayStation Productions are re-teaming after the success of their most recent video game to film collaboration, Uncharted, which struck gold at the box office, to work on a new video game movie adaptation of Gran Turismo. The reporter claims that the two companies are considering Blomkamp to steer the project. During an investor meeting on May 26th, Sony apparently announced 3 major PlayStation franchises were getting TV adaptations, with Horizon going to Netflix, God of War to Amazon, and Gran Turismo also in the works. However, Deadline claims the rumors of a Gran Turismo TV series are not accurate, and the project is actually a game-to-film adaptation. This isn't the first time the engine has started on a Gran Turismo movie, as one such project was previously set to be in development in 2013. That film was set to be directed by Joseph Kosinski and would have centered around a gamer turned professional racer, whereas the plot for the newly in development Gran Turismo is being kept under the hood for now. Blomkamp is perhaps best known as the co-writer and director of District 9, which earned him an Academy Award nomination for Best Adapted Screenplay. He ran on to helm Elysium and Chappie after that, as well as several horror shorts under his Oat Studios banner. He also filmed an under-the-radar supernatural horror film during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Gran Turismo franchise is a front-runner in the racing game genre, having sold more than 85 million copies. The most recent edition, Gran Turismo 7, launched on PS5 and PS4 in March. And that's all the time for Hero Time this week. Thank you very much for listening to this week's edition of Hero Time. Join me again next week, where I keep you up to date on all the latest in pop culture news for your absolute hearing pleasure. And don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Phoenix Hero Time for the pop culture news I post. And if you want to catch up on this week's episode of Hero Time, listen to it again on Phoenix Radio Podcast. Thanks again for listening. My name is Russell, and for all the music and programs you love, keep it right to Phoenix Radio online on phoenixradio.com.au and on the TuneIn Radio app. Catch you then. Bye-bye.